This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, June 18th, 2014. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Christina Karnatz. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, the Springdale Chamber of Commerce announces a program to create new jobs. Also, Roby Brock from Talk Business and Politics speaks with Jonathan Martin, national political correspondent for the New York Times.
Plus, for our monthly Spaces series, we tour the Tulsa National Weather Service office. And we talk to a U of A professor about an increase in extreme rain events and more. But first, Arkansas health officials laid the groundwork and announced a timeline for major changes to the private option to a legislative oversight committee yesterday. Initial steps presented for a February launch center around cost sharing. Arkansas Surgeon General Joe Thompson says the expectation is expanding co-pays and mandating enrollment in a plan that in some ways resembles a health savings account will lead to less costly health care decisions.
Interest in being punitive on people inappropriately utilizing care is somewhat misguided. These are folks that have never had resources to be able to engage in an effective way with the healthcare system. What this does is it gives us an ability to give them a window in.
Thompson says those changes bring the state into relatively uncharted territory, requiring federal approval.
Putting cost sharing on individuals that make only $5,700 a year total is a significant stretch for the Federal Center for Medicaid and Medicare Services.
Advocates of the changes, which also include limits to non-emergency transportation and enrollment in a program resembling health savings accounts, argue cost sharing leads to better consumer-driven healthcare decisions. Thompson characterized the cost of implementation as marginal, but says it's an open question if the benefit changes will lead to a better utilization of healthcare services.
The new executive director of Arkansas's health insurance marketplace, Cheryl Smith, introduced herself to members of a legislative oversight committee yesterday. Smith previously worked as the director of Utah's Exchange, created before the Affordable Care Act. She is tasked with exploring transitioning the state's health insurance marketplace from a state-federal partnership into a state-run exchange. Smith declined to comment on what she expects the health insurance exchange will need to look like, but says she will have an answer in the future.
I think it would be inappropriate for us to answer that question right now without asking the people of Arkansas what they actually need. So we will be conducting, over the next few months, focus groups, in-depth interviews, and a statewide survey.
Arkansas fell below enrollment projections and the national average for those receiving subsidies for private insurance under the federal health care reform. Just more than 16% of those eligible, or more than 40,000 residents enrolled. Answering questions from Stephanie Flowers, a Democratic senator from Pine Bluff, Smith said she's in the process of hiring staff with an expected cost of $3.5 million from federal sources. Smith also worked for the Conservative Heritage Foundation.
Officials at the Ozark St. Francis National Forest are calling attention to pollinating species for National Pollinator Week. Park planner Steve Duzan says three-fourths of the world's flowering plants depend on pollinators, and they have a big impact on Arkansas's agriculture. This makes pollinators like bees, butterflies, and a host of other species an important part of the economy. Hendricks College biologist Matt Moran says while pollinators face population declines nationally, Arkansas's unique ecological diversity has helped it fare better than most states.
We have a lot of protected land as well, so we still retain a lot of our native plant cover. And because of that, you have a lot of native species are also surviving. We're doing a pretty decent job of maintaining that biodiversity.
60% of Arkansas's land remains forested. When Europeans settled the state, 95% of the state was forested.
Next weekend, hundreds of veterans will be in Fayetteville for the Veterans Golden Age Games. Sarah McBride, public affairs specialist for the Veterans Healthcare System of the Ozarks, says the Golden Age Games are the premier senior adaptive rehabilitation program in the country.
What this basically means is that it's for veterans 55 years and older, and they compete in several different events. We've got bowling and cycling, javelin, discus, dominoes, checkers. They compete in these events. Some of them are qualifiers for the Senior Olympics, and it's a way to rehabilitate them, whether they've been through mental health or they've been through our primary care for a physical disability. So it's for veterans that have several abilities and disabilities as well.
She says the competitors in the Golden Age Games are diverse, with participants ranging in age from 55 to 89 or above. This will be the 28th annual Veterans Golden Age Games. Ann McBride says the event holds significance for everyone involved.
Well, for VHSO, it's a huge honor, and we were asked to host this event. So it's really great to participate in Arkansas. We actually haven't had participants in the past from Arkansas, and this year we've got several. And for veterans themselves, it's a rehabilitative event, which is why we host it. It's similar to the wheelchair games that the VA also hosts. It's all in an effort to continue rehabilitation for our military veterans.
More than 700 military veterans are expected to take part in this year's event, including 21 veterans from Arkansas. The event will take place Saturday, June 28th at locations throughout Fayetteville. We'll have more on the Golden Age Games in an in-depth story next week.
Last week, Fayetteville Ward 4 Alderman Rhonda Adams announced she wouldn't be seeking re-election this year. And earlier this week, someone else stepped forward with intentions of filling the seat. Mike Emery, who ran unsuccessfully in 2012, announced that he would run for the Ward 4 Position 1 seat in this year's election. With Emery's announcement, candidates have announced intentions to run in each of the four city council races up for grabs in this year's election.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals are starting the second half of the minor league season in first place. The Nats defeated the Arkansas Travelers last night 3-2 in Springdale to open the new part of the season.
Tonight's weather forecast calls for partly cloudy conditions with lows around 73. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms and highs from 87 in Northwest Arkansas to 91 in the Arkansas River Valley. Partly cloudy tomorrow night with lows around 71.